First, it's going to be hot this weekend over much of Wisconsin. Perfect weather to jump in the pool. But you may have to find a different place to swim. Take Green Bay, for example. The city recently announced that two of its popular pools will stay closed next week because there aren't enough lifeguards. So there's going to be just one pool opening. Officials in Milwaukee and Wausau have also said they're short on lifeguards. Turns out it's a problem all over the country. If you're interested in lifeguarding, those communities say they'd love to talk to you. Wyatt Wernith is national spokesperson for the American Lifeguard Association. I talked to him yesterday. Well, what is going on that we're seeing a shortage of lifeguards this summer?
Yeah, we are a little handicapped with hiring new lifeguards this year, and we think that's mainly because of the pandemic. Normally, we start doing our junior lifeguard programs and our recruiting almost a year in advance. And so that year shutdown has hurt us, so we're not seeing as many recruits come out, and we're having to start our training later.
How much training goes into being a lifeguard?
Well, that's a good question. It varies. You need to know that there are three types of lifeguards. One is an open water lifeguard, which covers oceans and lakes and open bodies of water. Another is a park lifeguard. And then we have the all-familiar pool lifeguard. So each of them have different training techniques that they have to go through. And the ocean lifeguard, I can tell you, is a lot longer than the other two. So it varies from agency to agency. But they are very detailed training, and it requires a strong swimmer and then someone who can understand and have the skill set to perform the medical skills that are necessary, as well as good people skills.
So last year with the training, not only could we not get people together in the same place, I imagine the fact that a lot of pools were closed meant that even if you had the people, you didn't have a place to train them. Is that right?
That's correct. The main reason is we have to get up close and personal. You know, we have to bandage people. We have to practice CPR. We have a lot of hugging that goes on when you grab someone in the water around the chest with your flotation device and you have to swim them around in the water. So that was banned. That was off limits. So that really made it tough. We do have some online courses, and some of the strategies were some of the online courses were completed and taken care of. So then all we had to do was get together once we were allowed and start doing the practicals.
Are we in a situation now where pools or beaches can't open or having to limit their hours because they can't find enough lifeguards?
We are getting creative. There are cases where we're going into a double duty. Shifts are getting longer and backing them up. We're having to start the training a little later than normal to get the people out. And we're having to get creative. So, yeah, as public safety officials, we don't want to shut it down. We've already been through that. We want to open it back up and have the people come enjoy themselves. But it's necessary that we provide them the safety that they deserve. And we're working hard to make that happen.
Talking to Wyatt Wernith with the American Lifeguard Association about a shortage of lifeguards around the country, in large part, as we heard, because of the pandemic. Wyatt, if somebody's out there listening and thinking, I could do this, I'd be into being a lifeguard, or maybe getting back into being a lifeguard if they haven't done it for years, how do they get started?
That would be awesome. We'd love to have anyone and everyone that's interested. You have to reach out to your local facility, if it's a pool, your local beaches, your city and county. Reach out, let them know you're interested, find out when the training dates are available. Tune up on your swimming. Be a strong swimmer when you show up, because we're not in the business of teaching people to swim for the job. However, that's a good point. Everyone should learn to swim.
Now, apart from the pandemic, I know there are some youth jobs, I think like youth sports referees, where there was already a problem bringing people into this job. Were you seeing some difficulties finding lifeguards even before the pandemic?
You know, that's a discussion we have a lot. In the 80s, of course, to the 90s, we had Baywatch. We had more people wanting to be lifeguards than we could to employ. So we haven't had anything of that remarkable nature since, well, the movie came out. We did see a little bit of interest from that. it's tough when you don't have something out there reminding people how great and glorious the job is and serious that it can be. So we've struggled from time to time, mainly because the times that we have the kids are going back to school or going to interview at colleges or different things like that, those are sometimes our peak days. So we don't have those people. If they are already employed, they're taking that time off so that they can go and pursue, you know, their education or so forth. So we struggle from time to time. We'll see it rise. We'll see it, you know, what they call a rise and decrease over time. But this has been unbelievable because of the fact that the pandemic, either the people are finding other employment elsewhere, they're not getting the information to how great the job is, there's other things that are more exciting, or they've been, you know, out of communication with the great outdoors, but they're getting used to that. I don't know, we haven't ever seen anything like this, but we have had struggles from, you know, different ebb and flow is what I'm looking for, ebb and flow from time to time, but nothing that we couldn't overcome.
I'm sure this the pay varies from place to place, but in general, especially for those looking at this as a summer job, does lifeguarding pay pretty good?
You know, historically, I would have to say, depending on where you're in, no. People don't do it for the money. They do it for the passion. There's nothing better in this world than to save a life, or even better than that, to prevent someone to getting into danger. Lifeguards pride themselves on, you know, preventative measures. Someone comes to the beach and, hey, there's a rip current. There's, you know, no running at the pool. Watch out. Don't do this. We're stopping an accident before it happens. Unlike police and fire and EMS, they get a call. It's already happened. So you've got to really take pride in that. So money hasn't been a major factor. It wasn't for me when I started. Back in my day when I started, I think we were getting paid about $5 or $6 an hour. And, you know, it wasn't about the money. So I can see that with the expenses increasing, inflation, the cost of living is more expensive, it is necessary that the wages go up. And I am talking with some agencies that are using the a higher dollar amount for employment as well as sign-on bonuses just to get the people to come out. So I think, you know, money is becoming a factor now more so than it used to be.
Well, let's talk about those non-money rewards, though. You mentioned just the joy of doing it, the satisfaction. Do you feel like you took away skills or even a mindset from your early days of lifeguarding that you see helping you or that you see helping someone in just about any line of work?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up. That's something I take pride in. I think that, you know, lifeguards for life. Ronald Reagan referred back to some of his fonder moments of, you know, jobs he's had as being a lifeguard. And look, he became president. So, yeah, absolutely. I during my tenure as a chief, I would run two academies a year. I'd hire 100 lifeguards each year. I still have lifeguards that reach out to me. I have about a half a dozen right now that reach out to me with Christmas cards, updates on family lives when they have a baby and things that they're doing. They joined the military. One became a political aide. I can't remember all the different jobs they got out there, but they thank me and thank lifeguarding for the structure that they had, you know, the responsibilities that they were exposed to, and things that helped them, you know, educate them and to become a good person in the workforce and have a successful career because of the foundation that they were provided from lifeguarding and all the things that lifeguarding offers a young individual for the future. So absolutely, we have a lot of people that are very successful. I include myself. I pride myself on having the opportunity to become a lifeguard, and it has helped me with many things in my life, as well as I'm bragging, all the many lifeguards that went through that still reach out and tell us how much they appreciated it.
And Wyatt, I want to circle back to something you just mentioned briefly earlier. You also want to see people, even if they're not going to go into lifeguarding, learn to swim? Leave us with some encouragement to learn or up our swimming game.
The world is surrounded by water, and I think everyone near or close to the water should be able to swim. Maybe offer it in elementary on up. You know, there are swim teams. I encourage people to get involved in all that just to become better at being around the water. We come from water. You know, we should be very comfortable in water. So yeah, learning to swim is critical, especially if you're going to be around the water or grow up around the water. If not, you know, that's why we lifeguards have the job that we have. Obviously, you need to swim near a lifeguard. But let's take it a step further. You know, it's all about the supervision when it comes down to it. Your parents and your family members, if they don't teach you how to swim and they know that you can't swim and you are going to a water environment, assign a water watcher. Someone from that family should know, okay, these guys aren't great, strong swimmers. We're coming from Midland America. Let's make sure we keep an eye on them, particularly if there's not a lifeguard around, or even if there is, we can't rely on the lifeguard to, perform, or keep an eye on all those people. You got your family, make that your responsibility. So it comes down to education and awareness. Water watchers are critical. If you can't swim, you didn't learn to swim, have someone like a designated driver, undistracted, be very vigilant and taking mind of the people who aren't strong swimmers and keep an eye on them. Learn to swim.
Wyatt, thanks a lot for taking the time today.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for allowing us to get the message out there. Swim near a lifeguard.
Wyatt Werneth is national spokesperson for the American Lifeguard Association. We talked to him about a shortage of lifeguards around the country. You can find out more about what it takes to become a lifeguard at WPR.org/centraltime.